This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment. I'm hosting the JDR takes over in studio. Jefferson in Virginia, lead follower, get out of the way. Give us your take on the situation.
You see that Marburg virus has broken out in Cameroon now. So
that's the one that kills 90% of the infected. Yeah, that's a whole new UN operation.
Right, and by summer, the International Health Regulations and the World Health Organization might pass amendments that basically take away our sovereignty and let the World Health Organization tell us when we have a international health crisis.
They're bringing in their world government on the back of a virus.
The quickening is happening. We are quickly approaching the point of no return. We might need a Project Valkyrie to be in the background here. We need to talk to the guards. We need to talk to the Secret Service. We need to talk to the people that are guarding all these criminals that are running our country and say, what do you think should happen here? Should we keep going down this road, or is there a peaceful way to get out of this? You know, changing the 13th and the 16th and 17th Amendment isn't going to change things in time. We're heading down a road to ruin pretty quick here.
I meant to cover Marburg today. I did cover some yesterday, but yeah, BBC, UN, they're all... Oh, it kills 90% of the people. It's out. We're all dead. They're literally hyping the next plague right now.
Yep, and that just gives them more control. It's like the mask thing with Walensky saying we're never going to get rid of the masks on the children. It's just a matter of how much testing indicates we have disease in the community. Then we can put the mask back on the school children again forever. We're never going to change that rule. So they're never giving up on this COVID medical tyranny. They're just letting it go by the wayside briefly, and then they bring it back every time there's another outbreak of something.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. So how do we counter it?
Well, like I say, we've woken up enough people, I think. I don't know how we expand the audience larger quickly in the sense to get everybody on the same team. But certainly the people that are closest to the elite need to be consulted as to whether they're willing to go down this
road. Well, I think Elon Musk and a lot of them get it now. That's why we're seeing major challenges at the World Government Forum. But, yeah. I appreciate your call. I think it's work we did decades ago is now having its effect. So the work we do now will have an effect in the future, but it's how this stuff works. Let's go ahead and go to Marvin and then HB. Marvin, let's talk about Trump, DeSantis, and the Soros situation. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Yeah, I don't think either one of those guys are going to save us, you know, so I don't really care too much about what Soros says.
Exactly. Trump and DeSantis aren't going to save us.
Yeah, no way. And, I mean, they both have so many problems. And we know that in the Bible, it talks about how Saul on the road to Damascus, Jesus appeared to him and said, why are you persecuting me? Well, the reason he said me is because where his body? And if we're his body on earth, then the Antichrist also has a body, a spirit of Antichrist. And those people are doing the best they can to win their war right now. And you look at Ohio, people aren't really, you know, looking at things the way they could, where how do you cover up mass cancers and heart problems caused by the jab that can't be hidden very much longer?
You're doing a giant war.
Or you release chemicals into the atmosphere, into the ground, that cause the same problems. And so you can, you know.
No, I agree. They're going to cover up their first attack with a new attack.
Well, they did it. I mean, they did it in Ohio, and some of these train derailments are decoys, and some are the real deal. They're going to cause a lot of health problems and things like that. So people need to kind of think about it. And even this morning on Harrison's show, you know, and I recommend everybody listen to that every morning. It's a great show. You know, he had a caller talk about how they changed the poison levels of the vinyl chloride, and they raised the, you know, limits on it. Well, now they could, you know, with all the chemtrails and everything, they could spray just under that limit and give everybody that took the shot arrhythmias in their hearts, and nobody would detect it because they're looking for a higher limit. You know, so people really need to think about what's going on and not put all their faith in Trump or DeSantis.
I 100% agree, Marvin. Sorry to HB and Rob, or Bob. If you guys call back on Sunday, I'll get to you. I try to get to everybody. I appreciate you. Jade Iyer is about to come in here in 1 minute. We're going to break. He's coming in. Then the War Room in 56 minutes with the Cuck Slayer, Owen Schroyer. And then 11 a.m. tomorrow. Jay Dyer and his co-host in here with me on air to cover the waterfront on the history, the present, the future of the New World Order and how to defeat it. So I'll see you then. Stay with us.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for supper.
Damn it. Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suppressing your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. And I thought today for this fourth hour, so glad to be here in studio, that we could cover some of the predictive programming, because, of course, I've written two books on that topic. And it's really relevant given the fact that this film, White Noise, based on a Don DeLillo novel, is so prescient, so specific. And I think that definitely bears our, covering that we should focus on that, because this is an idea that I think trips up a lot of people. People don't think this is a real thing. They can't conceive of why this would exist, why there would be such a thing. And I think there's multiple reasons, multiple layers and explanations for this. Then later we'll get to some clips from the WEF itself that I think outlines the whole agenda, so you can hear it from their own mouths, from their own slimy, slithery snake mouths coming through their forked tongues. So let's talk about this white noise. Okay, so we watch this. We do a lot of film analyses, a lot of breakdowns, because there's so much propaganda, so much programming in the fiction, in the film White Noise, which is based on this novel, as we said. And by the way, I should mention, even the LA Times has recovered the fact that Don DeLillo's novels have a history of predicting the future. There's a LA Times write-up about DeLillo predicting something like the COVID. How is this in fiction? Well, this goes all the way back to the British Empire. They had a tendency to put into a lot of the spy fiction what they were going to do, what the future plans would be. It's a form of revelation of the method. If you heard Greg Reese's excellent report where he talked about this strategy of sort of conditioning, warming people up to the acceptance of these things when they're rolled out. And fiction is an amazing technique for doing that. In fact, it's a lot better than the news. You know, nobody really cares what boring newscasters are saying, but billions of people perhaps might watch or read something that's a fictional presentation. So it's a lot better means for programming and for conditioning people. Think about H.G. Wells, the famous Bernays before Bernays, right? In H.G. Wells' fiction, he's basically seeding a lot of the ideas of what the elite, what the Fabian Society, what the New World Order wanted to bring in decades ahead of time, and he was very effective at that through the usage of fiction. So you watch War of the Worlds, you watch, Island of Dr. Moreau, it's about GMOs, human modification, creating hybrids, all this kind of stuff, all this changing of the genome and nature. That's already in H.G. Wells a long time ago. And so he was able to condition generations of people through fiction, and he understood that. And then later people in Hollywood, for example, they understood the power of fiction to do this in an amazing way beyond what you could do in a boring sort of rote newscast. Now, in this novel, we have the story of a train that derails in the exact same city that the actual derailment took place recently. And not only that, the film itself, when you watch the film, I've not read this novel, but I've had some literary theorists on who do talk about this novel and who are sort of experts in DeLillo's writings. He has a bunch of books that cover these topics. And even the literary theorists that I've had on my show, my podcast, we've talked about the predictive elements in his fiction and what might be going on here. Now, I don't know anything about his own background. I'm not making accusations about the author. We don't know about that. But what is interesting is that people can, in the arts, kind of make connections at times that I think go beyond just the mundane. And again, let's talk about some of those possibilities as to what these fictional presentations might be about. In my view, I think there's something deep going on with the way that psychological warfare experts have studied the human psyche and how to condition and how to prepare and entrain, or entrainment, as Catherine Ossoff-Fitz calls it, through fiction, the preparation for what they want to roll out. So there's just one aspect of it, which is that social engineering component, which prepares people for this. And then when it happens, it's not as shocking. It's not as, you're not going to have as much opposition to it. It's going to be a lot more natural. So that's one component of this. Some of the people in Hollywood, they're part of secret societies. They're part of cults. They do believe in these sort of dark, esoteric types of things. And so they actually believe that they're doing a ritual working. And there are people who have worked in psychological warfare in the army, in the military, who have studied black magic and sorcery for the techniques that could be used for psyops and for social engineering. For example, Michael Aquino, the famous colonel who I think recently passed away, he wrote a whole book on using black magic principles for army psyops. He wrote a famous document called Mind War to Psy War that you can find, which covers a lot of this as well in a more compacted essay. But these documents show that whatever you think of the dark side of spiritual forces or whatever, even if you don't think it's real, people study these because they are useful for manipulating people's worldviews. So there are people that do believe these things. And a lot of people believe in the demonic. They believe in these kinds of spiritual forces, angelic and demonic. And if you can manipulate and steer people's views on that, it can be very useful for psychological warfare and for this kind of steering. Think about, for example, Blatty. If you read about William Peter Blatty, he was actually involved in psychological operations in Vietnam. Now, I'm not saying he's a malicious person, but if you read the essays about the formation of that script, he was actually consulted on by the CIA because he was a psyops expert. So he knew how to use fiction to really steer and drum up a lot of hype and fear in the population. I'm not saying there's not demons. I'm not saying that CIA concocted the idea of exorcism or anything like that. But that was useful at that time for the CIA in terms of the Cold War. And if you go back and watch The Exorcist in the film, it's actually really evident that that's what's going on, because a lot of the anti-war protesters at that time in the film are actually castigated and they're sort of aligned with the demonic. When it comes to this notion of these, UFO invaders and all this kind of stuff, that's actually another psychological warfare technique going back to the Cold War too. Where even in old episodes of Twilight Zone, which actually had a DOD consultation, they would oftentimes tie in the notion of the external threat, even if it's aliens, to the external threat of a foreign enemy. And I'm not saying there's no foreign enemies or no foreign threats. I'm just saying that this can be a tool for how to drum up fear, confusion, chaos. Seems like what's going on the last few weeks is just some kind of Operation Chaos I don't know what it is. I just made that up. But it's something like this to just really kind of give a bunch of distractions, destabilization. Because when what's really going on, Biden, Nord Stream, which everybody knew about, Cy Hirsch's article, NATO escalation, World War III, Hunter Biden laptop, Hunter Biden Ukraine, declassified documents, chemical spill, inflation, border security, fentanyl, sudden deaths by stabbies, stabby side effects, FTX. I mean, all of these things are real scandals, but get everybody looking at these ridiculous balloons, which, you know, maybe it is a surveillance. I don't know. We don't know. We can't trust what the stories that they give us, you know, that they're accurate. We don't know. But we do know that they consistently lie. And it's the same people who told us that there were WMDs in Iraq. Same people told us that you should take the stabby. Same people said that, you can become a woman at will. I can identify as an attack helicopter if I want to. All of these things are from the same establishment telling us that we should be fearful for UFOs and aliens and who knows what else. That's all psyops in my view. When we come back, we'll go through some more of these clips from the WEF ghouls themselves outlining and explaining all of the long-term plans for what they want to do to get rid of everybody and to create an austerity smart city hellhole. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, Jay's Analysis. We were talking about white noise. We're talking about all of the elements in this film, in this presentation, that do line up with real events, which might say, oh, it's all coincidence. Really? Is it really coincidence? I mean, how many examples do we have in fiction where we have precise predictions of actual events, and then in many of these cases, we find out that a lot of these films, a lot of these television shows were actually consulted on by people from the intelligence agencies, by people from the deep state, DARPA, all kinds of different attaché connections going on here. And I think that a better explanation is that when we look at the history of fiction, especially British spy fiction, Graham Greene, for example, he would write about false flag operations that had really been conducted in his fiction. Think about the best example of all, like what I wrote about in both of my books, Ian Fleming, high-level naval intelligence. What did he do? What did he specialize in? Yeah, he did PSYOPs for the British Navy, but what did he really do? Fiction. He wrote and created this archetypal character, Bond, who was supposed to be the exemplification of Western ideals, Western tradition, at least post-Enlightenment, right, of the individual, the Übermensch, the pleasure principle, all these ideas that are embodied in James Bond. A lot of those operations in those stories, in those novels, and in those films are based on real operations. They're based on real things going on. And I've covered that at length. I wrote my graduate work, a lot of my graduate work, on Ian Fleming and this phenomena. So this has always piqued my interest. Why would we have this phenomena? Why would this exist? And the best explanation, again, is that, one, a lot of people who worked in intelligence, especially in the British Empire, were under official secrets acts. So they couldn't put their work out. They had to do it in a covert way in fiction, but a lot of that fiction was based on reality. And a lot of movies in Hollywood, right, that are based on things like, you know, Fleming's writings, have these principles of, you know, Moonraker. You've got this eugenicist who wants to get rid of most of the people on planet Earth and reseed the population with his own offspring. Amazing. We actually have oligarchs who have of recent note who tried to do this exact same thing. Right. We have Epstein, Gates, and what they were doing at MIT, these secret labs about trying to seed their offspring everywhere. So all of this has come out because Fleming knew, running in these circles of these billionaires and of these intelligence operatives and British intelligence, that's how people really operate. You know, when you see Soros up there and he's got the eye bags that are basically look like Resident Evil villains that you have to, you know, they're going to sap your energy, right? I mean, like the people that Fleming writes about, right? Klaus, Blofeld, these are not fictional presentations. They're actually based on real world people. And a lot of people don't know that Blofeld was based on a composite of many villains, but particularly Aleister Crowley, right? So the famous Satanist of the 20th century, who was also a British intelligence asset. Crowley was utilized by Dennis Wheatley, Maxwell Knight, and some other British intelligence operatives to do some psyops and whatnot against, first in World War One against Germany, and then later to do some trickery with Goebbels and whatnot. That was all engineered by British intelligence to get him to fly into Scotland, and Crowley was involved in that. So cults, satanic groups, Hollywood, media, theater, they've always had these overlaps. This is nothing new. It goes back to the ancient world. It goes back especially to the Elizabethan period, the Renaissance, in the British Empire. This is why Shakespeare writes so often about all these esoteric and occult elements in his plays, is because this is part of that craft, okay? Think about statecraft, spycraft, the craft of masonry, which also has overlap with a lot of these things. If you watch something like The Man Who Would Be King with Michael Caine and Sean Connery, if you watch The Man Who Would Be King, that's a Masonic movie about the British Empire's Freemasonic spy network. And that's really what Freemasonry was during that time period, was the British Empire's spy network. So we have to understand these things if we want to understand how the theater that's projected to the world, right? We all the world's a theater, right? This kind of thing. To control the theater, to control the mass media theater is crucial to controlling psychological warfare, controlling the narratives. And that's what a lot of these secret societies and deep state networks do. Think about Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird was actually funded. A lot of the money that went into that from the CIA came from Gladio operations. And this is covered in the Paul Williams book. It's what I'm going to be lecturing on next. And this gets into clerical subversion, how clerics are compromised, particularly in the Roman Catholic Church in this case. But it's not just the Roman Catholic Church. This extends to all of the churches and denominations. They go in, they buy up, they fund the seminaries, they buy them off, they compromise them. And we see this now with a lot of the clerics, whether it's Francis or whether it's Bartholomew, the Ecumenical Patriarchate. He's just at the World Economic Forum, right? Bartholomew's there, like chilling with all of the other global elites. And so let's go to this first clip from the WEF, because this is going to make my point as to how this collusion and this networking works. This is I think it's a 2015 video, yeah, of somebody at the WEF talking about the power of mRNA gene therapy experiments. Okay, let's look at that.
So this is a precision tool that now allows us to take this protein RNA complex and introduce it into cells or tissues to correct mutations at sites where we know there's a deleterious change in the genetic code. So I wanted to show you an example of how this can be utilized. This protein complex can actually be injected directly into fertilized eggs of a mouse. And in the experiment, you'll see we're targeting a gene that is responsible for the black coat color in mice. And so normally these mice have beautiful glossy black coats. And once we make this targeted change, we then implant these edited eggs back into a female mouse. And when she gives birth to pups, you'll see that the pups are now mostly white. And the remarkable thing about this experiment is that when these mice grow up, you can test them and show that every cell in the body has this single genetic change that gives rise to the white coat color, but otherwise they're absolutely normal. So they are normal mice, no mutations elsewhere in the genome. This is a type of experiment that used to take at least a year to create a mouse like this, and now it can be done in a few weeks and by people that don't have to have special expertise. So this is technology has it's been very exciting over the last 2.5 years to see this technology taking off. These are publications in the scientific literature. It's been sort of exponential growth of publications, people using this technology for all sorts of applications. And so some of these include making changes, targeted genetic changes in plants, in fungi, in animals that are important agriculturally, in animals that are important to us as pets, and also in thinking about human health, also to do things like make changes in stem cells, which are cells that can give rise to new organs. Also to make changes in animals that are important as models of human disease, such as mice and monkeys. And we think within the not too distant future, it will be possible to actually use this technology to make changes in humans.
So there you go. So the mRNA gene therapy experimental STABIs, we looked at what it did to change not just the recipient, but also the recipient's offspring. They're telling you right there in 2015 that this would be used for humans. She says in the near future, here we are. They've rolled that out. Now, that's exactly what Klaus said as well. Don't forget Klaus saying that the new world order is not really about changing your mind. The real change will be you. We will change your biology. We will change you from the inside out because we will penetrate the covenants of all the world. I will penetrate your covenants. You are my covenant. You will be penetrated. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Channel J Dyer on YouTube if you want to hear more of those banging hits.
We were talking about PSYOPs, we're talking about deception, we're talking about mind control, we're talking about World Economic Forum. Greatest hits. What are the greatest hits of the World Economic Forum? And they're outright just laying it all out there for us. Very helpful. Very helpful to wake everybody up, because I think a lot of these clips that kind of go viral on Twitter, you know, you get millions of views of these WEF people just saying what they're going to do. And we can't, in the greatest hits lineup, we can't forget the classic from 2016, which was the eight predictions.
And a lot of people, so I talked to a lot of people this week. We did a lot of media stuff, a lot of media spots, a lot of interviews. A lot of people have forgotten this video, but it's a classic. We have to remember this one. Let's roll this entire one, all eight predictions, because this also lays it all out. This is key. They took this one down, by the way. Basically just laying out eight things that will be predicted by the year 2030. It's a 2016 WEF video that they put out. And some of these are really key for basically changing the entire structure of the West. It's basically a model, a plan for destruction of Western civilization is all this. It's what it amounts to, right? But everybody forgets the alien one here. Uh-oh, we're going to go to Mars and then uh-oh. Oh, we're going to find alien life. Exactly. So here we are. Western values have to be tested and brought to a breaking point. Checks and balances that underpin democracy must not be forgotten. Yeah, right. As if any of this is a bunch of unelected bureaucrats, zillionaires who have no interest in democracy whatsoever. Although, actually, to be clear, they do utilize democracy as a tool of subversion. We're a republic, not actually a democracy. Democracy, worst form of government ever. And that's what they push and pretend to be Democrats or not. Democrats are basically run by oligarchs. Best example of this, right? But it's not democracy, which is a joke. And so every one of these predictions in this 2016, you can begin to see how this plan, this model particularly fits into the last 3 years. What do the Rockefeller lockstep documents say? Well, it said in the first scenario that this worldwide pandemic that would happen 2010, lockstep, that it would lead the way to the automation of everything in society, greater steps towards automation, I should say. And so what does this video know? Well, the video says, yeah, you will have the bugs delivered to your door. You won't be eating meat, by the way, which is now in the last couple of years, the major push of these people. You have to be under a carbon rationing system, cutting down your carbon, cutting down your meat consumption. Literally, it's all in this 2016 WEF video. Oh, and also alien life. That's rolling out now, all this big psyop of the alien nonsense. And it's particularly the Western values have to be tested. And that's because all the global elite, going back 100 years, have made it a point to go to war against the fundamental values of the West that at least have the skeletal remains of Christianity, common law, moral law, Mosaic law, all of those skeletal remains now also have to be gotten rid of. But there's something really important that happens, really crazy that happens, when you get rid of the things like biblical law or basic principles like the Ten Commandments. If man is no longer made in the image of God, then there's not any basis for the dignity that he has. There's no God, right? We're just basically manifestations of the natural world. If we're just manifestations of the natural world, then we could be dispensed with like any other piece of the natural world. We're just cattle. We're just vegetation. So we can be experimented on, dispensed with, and that's precisely the attitude of these people. These are the people behind the reset, behind the Build Back Better. And so you're going to notice that there's a commonality here. What have I been lecturing on the last 5 years through 50, 60 different texts from the writings of the elite? This very plan. There's only one plan. It is the Anglo-Atlanticist American establishment that is behind this plan. They have a plan to create this global technocratic order. And they basically decided to come out through these big global summits that are public, world government summit, and lay it all out. And one of the richest men in the world can call in, pipe in to the summit, say that he doesn't like the idea of world government, and there's still all people across the normie sphere, mainstream media, there's no such thing as world government. As they have a giant world government summit, as the richest-ish dude in the world calls in to say it's not a good idea. So what do you mean it doesn't exist? What do you, I mean, that's that Overton window that they do where they, you know, gaslight and slap everybody. So, you're a crazy coup because you say that it exists. And then it's like, well, they're rolling it out, but it's world governance, not world government. You see, that's very, that's what they tried a few years ago, like playing word games. Then it was world government's rolling out. And here's why that's a good thing, right? To use the Twitter speak of the blue check journalists on Twitter, right? And then it becomes, now it's time to punish those who went against the world government, right? So there was a world government, and it moves all the way to, it's time to punish those that oppose the world government. But you can see from that 8-point prediction laid out, which, by the way, is in all of the texts. You know, if you read Klaus's book, Fourth Industrial Revolution, it says all the same stuff in there. It's in Klaus's book, and it's the same plan 100 years ago that H.G. Wells writes about in his books. So identical plan, same power structure, OSS, CIA, that's who set up Davos. Kissinger went and found a Klaus to be in that role. Kissinger, working for Rockefeller Foundation for many years, Alex just had Dr. Francis Boyle on, and Dr. Francis Boyle said everything that I've been saying and you've heard me say for a long time. Yeah, of course, it's the Kissinger chair that I was given, and Kissinger's who found Klaus, and they put him up to be, for a time, steering Bilderberg, and now to steer this other more public thing where you have a bunch of celebrities and a bunch of more public people, Kevin Spacey and Leonardo DiCaprio. They go to Davos and World Economic Forum, and it's all public. Although it's funny that this year was kind of a PR disaster. A lot of people didn't want to go. I think, just in my opinion, because of so much attention, like Alex, this broadcast, so many people in our sphere pushing out this information, especially on Twitter. Twitter has been so crucial. That's why they're so mad about it. Think what you will of Elon Musk. If the videos are going viral with millions of views of Klaus and the ghouls talking about what they want to do, thank God that's going to wake people up. And that's what we need. And so all this other stuff, a lot of this other stuff's distractions, right? So let's go to the next clip if we have time. Maybe we should wait. I don't know. I can't remember how long that clip. But here's Trudeau. Just play a little bit of this Trudeau clip talking about the purpose of Great Reset fitting into the coup narrative.
Building back better means getting support to the most vulnerable while maintaining our momentum on reaching the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the SDGs. Canada is here to listen and to help. This pandemic has provided an opportunity for a reset. This is our chance to accelerate our pre-pandemic efforts to reimagine economic systems that actually address global challenges like extreme poverty, inequality, and climate change.
Yeah, they're going to address poverty and climate change by making everybody poor and then everybody dead, and then there won't be any poverty and there won't be any climate change. There won't be any suffering because they get rid of the beings that suffer. So we won't have these problems if we get rid of the beings, right? I mean, literally, that's what he's saying in code. By the way, he also said what? That if you disagreed with, he said that if you don't believe in science, you're racist. Makes no sense at all. But it doesn't have to make sense because it's low-level propaganda and psyops. We're going to get to more of the greatest hits of the WEF and their lectures here in a moment. This is the Alex Jones Show. Go to the InfoWars store, buy those products, support the tip of the spear, and also go to my website, supportjaysanalysis.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Funko Pops, anybody heard of these? These are the worst things ever. They basically, they're like nanotech growing and taking over all the bookstores. Bookstores don't exist anymore, they just sell Funko Pops. So I wrote this smash hit in the style of Depeche Mode.
I'm married to a Funko Pop.
I got married to a Funko Pop. We got wedded, conjoined in a subway shop.
Another one of the hits that you can find on my YouTube channel. If you're interested in my cringecore music, I've created a new genre. It's called cringecore. It's a feature of music. It's all that we can do with music now that music's basically been destroyed systemically by the New World Order, MTV, etc. It waged a war on the arts. So all we can do now is cringecore satire. That's it. That's all that's left. All right, so we were talking about the World Economic Forum's greatest hits, all their top 10, top 8, 9, top 9 best clips, and we did Trudeau there in Canada doing his explanation openly about how the Great Reset will be particularly useful now that we're able to build back better, right? So the agenda can move forward, which is what all the white papers said, build back better as a result of COVID and the lockdowns. Now we can build back better. Now we can bring about the Great Reset, which is this austerity model. I remember listening to Alex back in the 2010, 11, 12 time when there was a lot of coverage of the IMF and World Bank basically looting Europe. And we had the economic crashes. We have that the IMF four-step plan, which is actually a 50-step plan, where they have a model to from the Greg Palast article, how to deconstruct and destroy these countries and then remodel them into where they want to go. And we have to understand that those are just kind of little puzzle pieces in a bigger puzzle piece, excuse me, a full puzzle, basically, outlined by World Economic Forum, Davos, and this overall plan for where they want to take things in the next phase. Think of it as business phases, like rolling out a business plan. The big catalyzing events are crucial for moving us to the next phase of the business plan. The COOF and this Pentagon PSYOP, which was rolled out as a giant exercise, a giant operation, almost globally, pretty much globally. It was all part of this longer strategy for bringing in what all of these same people write about, which is this ultimate technocratic order. And the lockstep document is so key because it actually outlines that it is for automation and technocracy within the first scenario. So let's go to the next clip, which is that tech will result in man's liberation or the worst enslavement that the world has ever seen. This is clip number six.
Developing through technology an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform? So individual carbon footprint tracker. Stay tuned. We don't have it operational yet, but this is something that we're working on.
This is what's up next. What were the lockdowns telling us? Oh, Mother Earth is healing. Mammy Earth is healing. She's healing. The climate lockdowns were great because apparently Earth is a living being that can heal itself. But I thought it was just dead inanimate matter in motion. No, it's actually a living being that can heal itself. And if you don't go along with this, you are a cancerous cell in Mother Earth. Yeah, there you go. There's your coon pod.
This is Mark Zuckerberg. I'm so happy to tell you that the coon pods are rolling out now. You're not going to be able to get out. You're going to be stuck in your coon pod for the rest of your life until we decide to turn off your vitamins.
Anyway, that clip right there told you that what they want to roll out is carbon allotments, right? And that they're going to be tracking what you eat, what you do, where you go, on what platform. The BIS, that was the other clip I forgot. The guy with like five chins at the BIS was saying that it's time to roll out the CBDCs. And the CBDCs, when they roll out, which is will be connected to what that guy was just talking about, right? Tracking everything. You do the Planopolis clips. Remember that from 10 years. Yeah, there he is. That guy, he says, when we get the CBDCs out, your wallets will be shut off when you go against ESG-type violations. So it's all here. Everything tracked and traced. I don't know if it's the end of the world, but it's a B system. Perfectly outlined in these clips. Let's go to the next clip, which is Noah Yuval Harari, number seven.
The technology will, on the one hand, make it possible to start enhancing and upgrading humans, and on the other hand, especially the rise of AI, will make more and more humans economically unnecessary.
There's just a brief blip. It comes back. Yeah, so this is Harari talking about what to expect through the AI, which is what they're rolling out right now. I think there's a little more to this clip, but it bleeps out for some few seconds. Yeah. Well, so there you have Harari telling us that the AI is going to be rolled out now to replace humanity. And in other clips, he talks about how they're going to create these sort of clone farms and that people will just be born in test tubes. That was written about a long time. This is not a conspiracy. This was written about a long time ago by Lord Birkenhead in his Cosmopolitan essay they wrote in the 1920s, part of the Royal Society with Bertrand Russell. That was then put into Brave New World, which is a significant part of the novel, is that people aren't born naturally. They're all born in test tubes. And they're already doing this with the CRISPR technology and, you know, tweaking genetic designer babies, all this kind of stuff. That's preparing us for what they want to roll out next, which is the joining of humanity with the tech, a new kind of android life form. That's what all the trans movement was about. It's not about your rights, not about your sexuality or this stuff. It's actually about the preparation for this. I mean, it's a sterilization thing, too. Sure, it's dark, it's satanic. But the ultimate goal is the rolling out of the transhumanist agenda, which they're all talking about. I mean, again, Harari's one of the most famous transhumanists in the world. And he's there at the World Economic Forum with Klaus and all these people telling you, with the support of Gil Bates, what they're going to do. Okay? Next clip is Klaus's, "The Gnosis is a word." number 8.
Now, where we move into the exponential phase. And I agree, artificial intelligence, but not only artificial intelligence, but also the metaverse, near space technologies, and I could go on and on, synthetic biology. Our life in 10 years from now will be completely different, very much affected, and who masters those technologies in some way will be the master of the world.
Yeah, so rolling out AI, the control of AI and metaverse would be the masters of the world. And here's a clip of me kind of dressed up in that same spacesuit. I don't know if you can see that picture, if you can do the cam there on that picture from above. Anybody see that? Can you guys see that? It's a little secret little picture of me as Klaus there. And we'll say what's going on there, but it looks like a pole, some dancing going on, and yeah, that's me wearing a Klaus spacesuit. So I can't say what that's for, it's a secret, but it's going to be a fun production coming out in the near future where so I played someone famous with a bald head and a spacesuit. I'm not going to say who, but you might figure it out. So next up, last one, one of the best, one of Klaus' greatest hits, The Covenant. Number 9.
That when you brought the Young Global Leaders Program here for executive education and the Schwab Fellows, but there are two countries in the world now in which the Young Global Leaders have emerged. Tell us just a bit about that in terms of the governance.
Yes, actually, this notion to integrate young leaders is part of the World Economic Forum since many years. And I have to say, when I mention our names, like Mrs. Merkel, even Vladimir Putin and so on, they all have been young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. But what we are very proud of now is the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and
right. Oh, there you go.
No.
So unelected subversion of the cabinets by penetrating the cabinets. He means the cabinets of world governments of most of the Western world. To be a part of this agenda. Now, it's not a hidden agenda. It's all in the open. It's hidden in plain sight. And I tell you right there, in all these clips, what the plan is, where they want to take it, and the events, these catalyzing events like COVID and all this kind of stuff, and whatever the IMF, by the way, is saying is the next event, they say, will be the unthinkable. The IMF just put this out. The next big event is the unthinkable. We need to be prepared for that because it's all about bringing us into this austerity, depopulation, great reset technology agenda. This is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.